From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. I can't believe I'm going to say something nice about the TSA folks again. That makes twice in 2 months. Yikes! Now, I still fly quite a bit, although these days I travel long distances in the cabin of an airliner, not up front. As a corporate pilot, though, I've always told my friends that there is no worse place on earth to put a bizjet pilot than near the end of the cabin on an airliner. It's always noisier, of course, but row 23 doesn't give me much of a chance to run to the cockpit and help should the crew need me. In case of an emergency. Okay, Walter Mitty dreams aside, the worst part of airline flying is the time it wastes because it has so many different customers to cope with. I have to arrive 2 hours early so there's time to pay the airline to carry my luggage, of course. Then I try not to look sad and already exhausted when I turn the corner and see hundreds of people snaked around in the line to go through the TSA security check. Now though, for $100, I can move to the front of the line, or at least closer to it, by using the TSA's new pre-check card. It's tied into the agency's Trusted Traveler program. That offers me easier access returning the states from abroad. The pre-check program gets me through security faster when I'm leaving a major U.S. hub. The benefit's more than just being near the front of the line, though. It means I no longer need to take off my belt and my shoes, and I don't even need to pull my laptop out of the bag. And no more of those goofy X-ray scanners. You know, the ones that make you raise your arm skyward like you're being held up. This saves me at least 20 to 25 minutes every time I fly, if not more. The card's good for 5 years, so it makes my annual cost about $20. I think it's worth it. All of this said, though, there is a bit of a glitch in the system that bears mentioning. TSA recently said it might need to cut back on pre-check services if they don't get more people to sign up. So they've started randomly offering the service for free to some airline passengers. The problem is, these test passengers don't seem to know what they're doing in line. The screeners just kind of shove them in ahead of the rest of us, and honestly, they're clogging up the works because they still try to take off their clothes and pull their laptops out and all the rest. So here's a friendly note to the TSA. You know I love you guys, but please, if you're going to let someone see what pre-check might be like if they sign up, try a little marketing 101. Give these folks a printed card that explains how we play the game in the pre-check line. And then for goodness sake, tell them how to sign up so the rest of us get to keep using pre-check. It's really worth it. For the Aviation Minute, I'm Rob Mark in Chicago.